Well, at least Rhines is. Hey, Rhines.
Giorgio.
What are you doing?
Well, just sitting here throwing my colostomy bag and plotting how to get Big Dick fired.
Hey, you know, we gave you a hard time about that Tiger Woods prediction. You want to back up on that a little bit?
I have since backed off on that.
Have you?
Yes, of course I have.
Hey, what's it like working with Grego?
Well, pretty good if you can stand the smell.
He smells?
Well, think about it, Jub. The guy eats all manner of roadkill for breakfast. Prairie dogs, armadillos, chow hybrids, errant white-tailed deer, possums, the common skunk, gravy, and, of course, a fence.
I didn't know you ate all that for breakfast.
Yes.
Hey, Andy, what's that?
I just say I fear his pollution will result in a genetic mutation on par with Chernobyl for some of these guys like Danny and Corby.
All right, any other sports predictions you'd like to give us this morning?
Well, I haven't really thought of one, but who is young?
I don't know, LeBron James.
Is he very talented?
Yeah.
He will fail.
Why do you say that?
Because anyone young and talented threatens me will fail.
That's ridiculous.
That's the basis of my sports prediction.
All right, Ryan. Anything else you'd like to say?
Actually, there is. I would think any and all various and sundry items of differing various degrees and in this diverse and sometimes some such embroilio in all various varieties.
I gotta move on from that. I can't even handle that. Oh, we got a little feedback there. All right, That was Rhines. Wow, look at Frito.
By the way, this is George in the cubicle area here at the ticket.
What are you doing out here? You're supposed to be producing our show.
Yeah, I know, but I'm doing what I do every morning.
What
are you doing?
Are y'all having a little meltdown here or what?
No, we're fine.
I'm filling out betting slips like I do every morning. I'm also hiding Norm's painkillers.
Oh, my gosh. Like 8:40 right now, right?
Does Norm really gamble?
Does Norm, are you really asking me that question?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Does he really gamble that much?
Okay, well, let's just say that his spinal surgery didn't have anything to do with the tumor. It had more to do with a guy named Guido wielding a fungo bat.
Oh, my gosh, Frito. All right. What else do you do to try to keep Norm in line?
Oh, actually, I'm printing out the internet also, and I'm also trying to keep him from flirting with all the sales girls.
All right, well, have a good day, Frito.
Thank you. I'll be back in a second.
All right. Oh, wow. Should I go down to our boss's office?
Sure.
The cat man of the Americas.
George roaming around the ticket office.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Who was that?
Well, cat's on the phone, but I just knocked over his shelf.
I appreciate you listening to the ticket. Yeah, thank you. Okay, thank you very much.
He's on the phone. Bye-bye. Hang on. Hey,
cat man. Hey, Georgie, how are you?
We're on the air doing quality radio right now.
If you're talking to me, it can't be that quality. I can promise you that.
Well, what are you doing in here?
Basically, I'm just answering Rocco hate mail and taking Rocco hate phone calls.
He didn't work here anymore.
No, but I still probably get 50 calls a day about him.
Oh, that's amazing. All right, well, who is the worst employee here at the ticket?
Worst employee at the ticket, in programming or just like in general?
I don't know. I guess just in general, I guess.
Probably Grego. I mean, it's kind of a whipping. He gets here early in the morning. All he does is work in his coloring books all day.
Coloring books?
All right, Kat, thanks.
All right, Georgie,
stay hard.
All right, keep jamming.
Oh, no! Knocked over a shelf again on the way out. Hey, speaking of Grego, I think he's actually here.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go down to his cubicle and get his reaction to what Kat had to say about it.
Both Rhines and Grego are here?
Yeah. The hardworking hardline is here. Hey, Grego.
Oh, hey, Georgia. What's up? What are you doing? What's going on?
What are you doing?
just coloring in Winky Tinky's pants.
He does have coloring books.
Yeah, sure. No, hey, Grego, that's pretty good. You are staying in the lines there.
Uh-huh. Isn't that good? Did you know that yellow and blue make green?
I did know that, as a matter of fact. So are you getting ready for a big Desperado trip this week? We're going to Arizona?
Just sitting here doing some reading on that.
Yeah, we like doing the Desperados.
Yeah, gotta warn everyone, watch out for those Desperados.
Yeah, that's right, boy. So what are you reading there?
I'm just reading in my book here.
Yeah, what's the book?
You want me to read you a little bit?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. See Dick Run. See Jane Run. See Dick jump. See Dick and Jane going real fast.
that's really good, Grego. So that's the book you're reading now.
All right, got to get back to work here. I got burnt sienna coming up, Giorgio. It's a big color for me.
Okay. See you later, Grego.
All right, there. See.
All right, so there you go.
Shelf on your way.
All right, I'll try.
Oh my God!
Oh, shelf. God.